Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Tes Vav. Tonight, we are doing Se'if Gimel. So, tonight's Amud is officially Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, but we are holding on page 244 at the beginning of Se'if Gimel. Even before we start reading the Shulchan Aruch, let's look directly at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin, because he gives an introduction to this Se'if. So, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Hine, Kedei Shenov Native is Divrei HaSe'if, Akdem Akdama Ktsara. In order to understand what this Se'if is going to be talking about, we need a little bit of an introduction. It's always helpful when the Mishnah Berurah does this. Vuhu, and that introduction is the following. Even though when it comes to building a permanent structure, adding anything tiny to the wall, to the roof, to any part of the permanent structure, chayiv, it's a malach d'arais of binyan, mikol makom li'inyan oel arai, when it comes to an oel arai, to a temporary structure, the only time it's going to be usher to make just a roof is if the roof is there to protect what's underneath it from what's on top of it, from the sun, from the rain, from things like that. So in such a case, you're not allowed to make a roof. Because that's already functioning as an oel. But if you have something that's shaped like an oel, that's structured like an oel, but it's not there to protect the stuff underneath, like a table, it's like an OL. You have an OL, but it's not there to protect my legs. It's there to put things on top of the table, right? So then, then the only way you're going to be chayiv is if you also made the mechitzos that are under the OL on Shabbos. And even in that case, it's only going to be asur if you first made the mechitzos and then you made the kisui, then you made the cover. Does because then it's a little more like an ol keva. But if you did it in the opposite order, it's not going to be asur. So if you didn't make the mechitzos on Shabbos, you only made the top part on Shabbos, and it's not there to protect what's underneath it, it's mutter. And even if you made the mechitzos on Shabbos, but you made them last, you first put the oil out and then you put the mechitzos in, that's likewise going to be mutter. V'yesh poskim shesovrim debinu sheyetzar gam kein la'avir shetachtav v'kavasayu poskim mechaber l'kamon b'siv zayin. And there are some poskim that hold that you need that you need the air underneath it as well, and the mechaber is going to pass like that in siv zayin. We'll see that when we get there. So now with that backdrop, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mita, a bed. So bed is meant for what's on top of it. You're supposed to sleep on top of a bed, not under a bed. You're supposed to leave the under the bed for the monsters that hide there. So mita k'shma midmo. So when you set up a bed, also lahaniach haraglayim tchila ulaniach aleihem akrashim. You're not supposed to put the legs of the bed out first and then put the boards on top of it that are going to support the mattress. Eliyasim akrashim tchila. First, you put the flat board that you're going to lie on. Ba'avir, you just hold it in the air. Va'acharkach haraglayim tachteim, and you stick the legs underneath it to construct the bed. Va'hani milik sharaglayim him dapim mechubar mekamo dafnei ateva. That's assuming that the raglayim of the bed are not like four legs, but it's a wall. It's a full panel that's holding up the top of the bed. Aval raglayim shel mito shelanu, but the legs of our beds, v'chein raglei ashulchan, or for that matter, table legs, which are just sticks, they're not really a wall, mutter b'chol gavna, that's for sure going to be mutter. So are you allowed to unfold a folding table on Shabbos? Absolutely yes, right? Meaning because you're not putting up a structure that has walls and an oel, it's only the oel, and the oel is not there to protect what's underneath it. It's there for to use what's on top of it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches Asul Aniach, that it says a mita, you're not allowed to put the legs there first. So bidikto kasav lashon zeh, the Shulchan Aruch is being very precise when he said lahaniach. Didafka lahaniach asur davi b'zeh kamaskel asus mechitzos lo'el, that is specifically to place them there, to place the walls in place first before you put the roof on top. That's where it's like you're beginning to make the mechitzos of an oel. And therefore it's going to be also when you afterwards put the thing on top. But let's say the mechitzos were already set up there. You didn't have to do it. It was there already. So then you're allowed to place the board over the already existing mechitzos, the canal b'sifkat and yud zayin, like we had mentioned in the introductory sifkatan. But if the bed is very wide, also that's a mechitzos, dofen zeh, then even if the walls were already there beforehand, you're still not allowed to place the covering over the top of the bed over it. And we'll see in Sif Yud Gimel. Yutes haraglayim tchila. So we said that you're not allowed to put the legs there first and then the bed resting on the legs. Duhu kederach binyan, because that's a normal way to build something. There are glayim hay mechitza v'akrashim shel kitzva yukimo gag. There are glayim are the mechitza and the boards that you put on top of it. That's the gag. V'nimtza ka'osa oel b'shabbos. And then it's like you made an oel on Shabbos. V'alkein tzarech l'shanos. And therefore you need to do different. Lechus akrashim shel kitzva ba'avir, to hold the boards that are going to cover it in the air. V'achar kach lasis mitachta v'raglayim, and stick the mechitzos underneath it. Duhu shelo kederach binyan, because that's not kederach binyan. A lot of times people are playing with their kids and they're building structures with the couch pillows and things like that, right? So l'chora, one should be careful that they should hold the top pillow in place and then stick the other pillows underneath. That might be problematic anyway, because it's l'hagein mashatachtav. It's to protect that which is underneath it, right? If it's meant not for what's on top, but to protect what's underneath, even just a regular ol is going to be problematic. Okay, we got to think about what the heter might be, if there is one. V'hani milis sivkat mechav. So we said that this is only when the legs are actual walls, but if they're just standalone legs, then it's going to be mutter. Hatam debol aray kazeh sheinu miskaven basiyos l'shemol shetachta v'latash meshachar al gabav milamayla. In this kind of oel, where you're not even making it to use underneath it, but only to use on top of it, v'rak milamayla nasa kmo oel lamata, and it just happens to be that when you unfold a folding table, there is an oel underneath, but that's not your intention at all. Lo asur el k'shos agam mechitzos tachtov. So then it's only going to be asur if there are also mechitzos underneath. When you spread out a cloth as an oel, and you do it really to protect, you spread out an awning or something, or for whatever reason you're spreading it out in order to use the area underneath, then it's going to be also even without mechitzos. Because of Magen Avraham writes the listom nekev sha oshan yotze, to close up a hole where the smoke comes out, bekar shel tevin, I guess a chimney type of thing, efshar da aser, that it could be that it's aser to do that. Since the chimney has mechitzos, when you close the chimney, you're making an ohel over those mechitzos. But it's not there to protect what's underneath it. It's to stop rain from coming down, I guess, into the chimney or whatever. I guess that is to protect what's underneath it. Yeah. So therefore, it's making an oel. And this is not like what we said in Siman Shin Yud Gimel, that you're allowed to close off like a skylight because you're just adding to a temporary oel. Because that's only on part of the roof. I don't know if he's describing a chimney, but it's a chimney-like thing. It's just less substantial, meaning less permanent than a chimney. So the covering covers the whole thing. It's not just part of the top of it. So you're making a roof over the mechitzos. If the hole is on the side of the chimney, then for sure you can close it up. Do rak tosefes mechitza bialma, because then you're just adding to an existing mechitza. Od kasav diblech shaasui b'koymin v'kavu asham. What is that? I'm not sure. Mutter listom bo b'shabbos yom tov, like a garbage can that you're allowed to close the top on Shabbos and yom tov. Dol de kavu asham avi kedelas, because since it goes up and down, it's like on the dumpster, so it's like a door onto the thing. The whole suffix of the Magen Avraham is when the hole that the smoke goes out through is at least three tvachim. Because otherwise, through Lavid, we'd view it as if it's already closed. Like we discussed yesterday. Acha primogadlim lo pshita le davar zek kol kach ayin sham. Primogadlim is not so sure about that. Umi kol makam near da samich lo tosav Shabbos lo hifsid. But if you rely on that, then anything less than three tvachim, you don't have to worry about. You don't stand to lose from relying on that. Debalav achi davar zek rovoy yitzel magid avram gufa. Because magid avram himself wasn't so sure about this to be machmir. Tevshar da mechitzos shetachtav lo chashiv mechitzos lin zehol shasuyus mikvar. Because it could be the mechitzos underneath it are by the chimney are not considered such mechitzos because they were already there. You didn't put them there. V'nir de kolzek sheinu munach az gucholim lo chashos ba'atanu. But that's only if there are no coals that are smoking in the oven. D'ilavach b'chol gavni asul yisol listam asuchol mali dalidesti masu garim kiboy la gucholim. I mean, if there are actually hot coals there, when you close up the airspace on top, you're going to cause the coals to light up, to be extinguished because you're depriving it of oxygen. So that's a malach of mechabe. V'afdeinu mechavin l'zeh. And even though that's not your intention, which it might be your intention, but it's not even if it's not your intention, psik reshu, it's still a psik reshu. It can mark cause of simreshu and test b'sof of simreshu and zayin sefal. Good. So then we said dapin mechubarin. So we said that's only the isser of making this oel from the bed or from a table is only when there are panels and boards that serve as the mechitzos. B'simon tafkuf beis kasev beis yosef zvinu shiur mechitzos magin ad la'aretz. That it means that the boards, the panels, have to go all the way down to the ground. Or at least within three tvachim of the ground, because then we would say lavud. What's that? A sleeping shluff, I know what that, right? A sleeping bed or something like that. Ayin b'sifyu gimel mashenichzo b'zeh. I guess we'll get to this when we get to it. Sifyu gimel. Dafnei hateva, the walls of the box. The kosev hataz da after b'tor isa dalid dapin mechubarin. Even though the Torah says you need four panels that are attached to one another, lav dafku. It doesn't really mean that. The b'mita shidark l'shtamish ba'avira mitachas ba'nachas menal mechiyotzi b'zeh, because by a bed, which you use the space underneath the bed to keep your shoes there, you don't need four walls and a covering to be in violation of oel. Even two walls and a covering is enough to be in violation of oel. So let's say you have a footboard and a headboard, and that supports the whole bed. And on the sides, it's open. That's also aser. Say this way as well. Aval b'shulchan dematir shulchan aruch hu afilu k'sheish al ma'at mechitzos ve'inu asa l'k'sheish al dalad apin mikol tzadn k'mo teva. But that chumrah, that two walls is enough to aser, is only by a bed where you also use it for what's underneath it, because you also put your shoes underneath. But a table, you don't put anything under a table, so a table is only going to be problematic if it has four panels, if it has mechitzos on four sides. Das chashval banach sadaf mila mayla mishum dablav achistamo enomi l'shtamish b'aviro, because otherwise we assume you're not using the area underneath it. And when you're not going to use the area underneath it, it's not considered an oel. So it needs four panels on all four sides. Because then it's, you could technically use the hollow space in between those four panels as a you know, as a place to keep things, to store things. There are those that are makel on the table, even if it has four panels underneath it, because no one ever uses the table for the area underneath it. Unless you happen to use it for something. But from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like we are machmir about that. So if you're setting up a table that has four panels underneath it, just hold the table in space in place, hold the tabletop in place, then stick the panels there, and then drop the tabletop down. This is if you're bringing the panels to put the tabletop on. Because then it's as if you're making the whole oel. But if they're standing in one place, even according according to the Taz, you're allowed to put the tabletop on them, even though there are mechitzos all around, just like we said by the bed. And finally, mutar b'chol gavni, so we said the raglei ha-shulchan, if you have the legs of a table, that's always going to be mutar. The raglei ha-mitos v'shulchan shalanu ein le-mechitzos. Our table legs like this don't have mechitzos. It's just a pole. It's just a leg. V'nira d'kol zek shayu rafui. But setting that up is only going to be mutter if it's not very firmly attached, if it's somewhat loose. Avol madaf shal shulchan muhudak v'takua b'chozek. But if I put the table together like this table is put together, where it's mamish very well attached, and I screwed this in, and I attached the legs to the table, so then it's going to be kumash matzah b'kamash shulchan, like we have it by a lot of tables. Aser mishum binyan. Then forget about OL. That's binyan. You're building a kli. V'afilu mateinu tokeh b'chozek im darko tamid lios mudav k'tokeh b'chozek gam kein yesh lizar b'zeh. And even if you're not attaching it so well, but the normal way to make it is to make it really firmly attached, it should be aser midrabanan. K'moli narukas amitah masuyi l'schabiram reglayim b'chozek k'mvor al kol b'sim shinu gimel sif vavlin imitah shal prakamayin sham. Just like we discussed previously, that when you have kelim that are generally made b'chozek, where it's takua b'chozek, where it's very firmly attached, even to put it in loosely is going to be aser midrabanan. So to summarize what we learned today, the truth is, the whole summary pretty much you could find in Sif Katan Yud Zayin, right? That the Isser of Oel Arai is if you're going to use the area underneath, then even just making the Ohel is going to be Aser. If you're not going to use the area underneath, then it's Aser only if it's going to have Mechitzos, and the Heter would be if you put the Ohel before the Mechitzos. That would be the Heter of how to do it. And some discussion about a difference between a table versus a bed, because sometimes people keep things underneath their bed. Okay, but from tomorrow will be a much shorter shiur, because we already did half of the next page. All right, everyone have a good night.